Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am VC Pramod. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to Amir of Qatar, condemns attacks on energy infrastructure in West Asia. Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands and Japan agreed to join efforts to ensure security of Strait of Hormuz and stabilize energy markets. Iranian missile hits Israel's oil refinery in northern port city of Haifa. Chhattisgarh Assembly passes Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 to curb religious conversions. 11 senior Maoists surrender in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra. And India bags hosting rights for World Indoor Athletics Championships 2028. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, yesterday and conveyed Eid greetings to him and the people of Qatar. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he reiterated that India stands in solidarity with Qatar and strongly condemns the attacks on the region's energy infrastructure. He expressed gratitude for the care and support provided to the Indian community and hoped for peace and stability to prevail in the region. Mr. Modi added that both India and Qatar stand for safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands and Japan have agreed to join appropriate efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz and said that they would take steps to stabilize energy markets. In a joint statement issued by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's office, leaders of these countries also condemned the attacks by Iran and urged it to halt its actions immediately. They called on Iran to cease immediately its threats, laying of mines, drone and missile attacks, and other attempts to block the strait to commercial shipping. Leaders of these six countries said such interference with international shipping and the disruption of global energy supply chains constitute a threat to international peace and security. The statement shows that concern is growing regarding Iran's retaliatory strikes in response to US-Israeli attacks. Moreover, oil and gas facilities have been damaged by strikes from both the sides, driving oil and gas prices higher. Israel has said that an oil refinery in the northern city of Haifa has been struck in an Iranian missile attack, but no significant damage was reported. In a statement, Israeli Energy Minister Eli Cohen said that power was briefly disrupted as a result of the attack on the oil refineries before being restored for most customers. Police said bomb disposal units were at several sites in Haifa where munitions landed. Meanwhile, Iran has targeted several oil and gas facilities in the Gulf region in response to an Israeli attack on its South Pars offshore gas field on Wednesday. India has expressed concern at the recent attacks on energy installations across the Gulf region, terming them deeply disturbing. In response to media queries regarding attacks against energy infrastructure in the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said the attacks risk further destabilizing an already uncertain global energy scenario. Mr. Jaiswal said that such attacks are unacceptable and need to cease. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said that energy supply remains a major concern, with shipping routes also being impacted. He said LPG availability is under watch, adding that the government is prioritizing domestic consumers while actively working to diversify energy sources. Mr. Jaiswal said global leaders are in constant touch over the evolving situation in West Asia and India has clearly conveyed its position on the issue. He added that energy assistance has been sought by neighboring countries, including Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and the Maldives.
Shipping routes have been impacted. Supply of LPG is a matter of concern. Therefore, we are prioritizing domestic consumption, domestic consumers first. Their needs will be taken care of. We are also trying to diversify our sources, looking for LPG supply from other parts of the world. And we'll do our best to secure our energy security needs.
On students stranded in Iran, Mr. Jaiswal informed that there are a large number of students, including girls from Kashmir, who are studying medical education in Iran. He said India is trying its best to help them. He stressed that all Indian nationals who desire to cross Iran's land border must first get in touch with Indian embassy in Iran so that the process is smooth. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the newly established Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at the Ramakrishna Mission Sevashram Hospital in Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh today. The president is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh from yesterday. Last evening, President Murmu visited the ISKCON Temple and Prem Mandir and performed the aarti. More from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu will visit the Samadhi of Neeb Karori Baba in Vrindavan and pay floral tributes. She is also scheduled to visit Uriya Baba Ashram and Davanal Kund. In the afternoon, the President will inaugurate the new oncology block of Ramakrishna Mission Sevashram, which is aimed at strengthening cancer care facilities in the region. The oncology block is equipped with advanced radiotherapy and diagnostic facilities. In the evening, President Murmu will visit Vatsalya Gram, a welfare organization which works for the care of the elderly, women and children. With Dipendra Kumar from Vrindavan, Suparna Sekya, Akashwani News.
Prime Minister Modi met trustees of Indira Gandhi National Centre for the Arts and discussed various aspects relating to further popularising the nation's diverse culture in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they also explored ways to bring more people into this journey, strengthen outreach through digital and grassroots initiatives, and support artists and scholars in preserving and promoting the country's rich heritage. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Chhattisgarh Assembly has passed the Chhattisgarh Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 by voice vote. The legislation seeks to prohibit religious conversions carried out through deceit, force, allurement or digital means. Under the provisions of the new bill, any attempt at religious conversion through fraudulent means, coercion or digital platforms will be a cognizable and non-bailable offence. The legislation prescribes stringent punishment, including imprisonment ranging from 7 to 10 years. Convicts will also face a minimum fine of 5 lakh rupees. The bill also makes it mandatory for individuals intending to change their religion to file a formal application with the competent authority. The bill was passed in the absence of the opposition, who staged a walkout after their demand to refer the legislation to a select committee was declined. In a major breakthrough, 11 senior Maoists have surrendered before police and CRPF in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra. We have more from our correspondent.
This group includes Maoists holding key positions such as divisional committee members, area committee secretaries, commanders and area committee members. Surrendered Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of rupees 68 lakhs. Meanwhile, Superintendent of Gadchiroli Police, Mr. Nilotpal, has expressed confidence that remaining Maoists, which are of minuscule numbers, will also be surrendered ahead of deadline of 31st March 2026 to wipe out Naxalism. Since the beginning of 2025, a total number of 123 Maoists have surrendered till date in Gadchiroli. Himangi Kulkarni, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
The Congress Party has announced its second list of candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Keralam, fielding 37 candidates. The party has fielded senior Congress leader V.S. Shivakumar from Aruvakkira constituency, while former MLA K.S. Shabarinandan will contest from Nemam. The list also includes Sandeep Warrior from Trikapur constituency, Mohammed Shias from Kochi, Natakam Suresh from Etumanur, and State Youth Congress Secretary Abin Varke from Aranmula constituency. Earlier, the party had fielded 55 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections. Polls for assembly elections in Keralam are scheduled for the 9th of next month, while counting of votes will take place on the 4th of May. Indian educator and edtech entrepreneur Alak Pandey has made it to the Forbes World's Billionaire List 2026. Alak is among the 229 billionaires that India produced this year. A report.
33-year-old Alak Pandey is an engineering college dropout who started teaching physics online in the year 2014. Alak Pandey and Prateek Boob co-founded the edtech firm PhysicsWala in the year 2020, which offers courses to help students crack various exams. Among the 229 Indian citizens on the Forbes World's Billionaires list, richest and second richest Indians are business tycoons Mukesh Ambani and Gautam Adani. Moreover, matriarch of the OP Jindal Group, Savitri Jindal, retained her status as the third wealthiest Indian and the country's richest woman, leading a group of 20 Indian women billionaires. The biggest gainer in both dollar and percentage terms among all Indian billionaires is the country's fourth richest person, steel magnate Lakshmi Mittal. One notable change in the composition of the top 10 this year is billionaire banker Uday Kotak, founder of Kotak Mahindra Bank, who was recently bestowed the Padma Bhushan. The founder of payments app Paytm, Vijay Shekhar Sharma, has also returned to the list this year. Aishwarya Rainingham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Moving on to sports, India has bagged the hosting rights for the World Indoor Athletics Championships 2028. We have a report.
In a major milestone, India will host the World Indoor Athletics Championships for the first time in 2028 at the Kalinga Stadium Complex in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. The international body awarded the hosting rights of the prestigious event to India at World Athletics Council meeting in Poland. President of the Athletics Federation of India, Bahadur Singh Saggu, said that the development is an indication of the growing stature of Indian athletics in the international stage. Meanwhile, the World Indoor Athletics Championships 2026 will start today in Torun, Poland. The championship typically has 26 events, 13 each for men and women. The 4x400m mixed relay will be held for the first time in this edition in Poland. With Komadi Parekh, this is Chirag Jha from Sports Desk.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. Stakes rise as Gulf Petrochem sites attacked. USI's waiver for Iran oil is the lead in the Hindustan Times, while the Statesman leads with crude surges past $119, markets roil as Iran targets oil infra and Gulf states, and the Indian Express headlines, Iran strikes Gulf energy facilities, shockwaves hit global economy. The papers add that for the first time, the rupee breaches the 93 mark as Sensex closes at 2,500 points, down to sixth biggest drop. The Times of India in a front page story writes that India-China border trade via Lipu Lake to restart after 6 years gap. The paper adds the trade route was suspended in the year 2000 due to the COVID-19 pandemic is set to resume in June this year. Shunted out, had to plead for Lok Sabha seat, Bordoloi on why he quit Congress is a story on the front page of the Tribune. The paper writes that Pradyut Bordoloi, one of the most high-profile political leaders of Assam, switched parties and joined the BJP. The editorial in Indian Express writes about the airstrikes by Pakistan that killed at least 400 people at a drug rehabilitation center in Kabul, marking a tragic escalation in what Islamabad has termed as an open war against Afghanistan. India condemned the Pakistan attack as a flagrant violation of international law at the UN Security Council last week. The paper adds that Pakistan is waging war against a militant movement that it helped create and sustain. Islamabad's suspension of trade and restrictions on visa access only fuel the anger and resentment of the Afghan people. Diplomacy should be given another chance before the current bombing campaigns turn into an intractable conflict, which could lead to a long period of regional stabilization and hardship, the paper concludes. With that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to Amir of Qatar, condemns attack on energy infrastructure in West Asia. Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands and Japan agree to join efforts to ensure security of Strait of Hormuz and stabilize energy markets. Iranian missile hits Israel's oil refinery in northern port city of Haifa. Chhattisgarh Assembly passes Freedom of Religion Bill 2026 to curb religious conversions. 11 senior Maoists surrender in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra. And India bags hosting rights for the World Indoor Athletics Championships 2028. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.